America Weekend.
If you do not let me go, then I will shoot.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Home.
There have been three animated domestic smashes over the last few months, but artistically, one of them easily stands well above the other two. Recently, you've heard me review Inside Out here, which is almost certainly a sure thing for the Best Animated Feature Oscar at the 2016 Academy Awards. Also, Minions is the biggest worldwide moneymaker. Its box office now totaling over $1 billion. Now, today's subject is the most modest earner of the trio of hits, but it still finds itself firmly placed in the 2015 top 10, ahead of summer blockbusters like Ant-Man and Mad Max Fury Road. And I'm going to give a mild recommendation to Home because it's a sweet, diverting family film with simple, heartwarming messages about overcoming fears and accepting those who are different. Home is charming, if frivolous, yet the superb voice performance by Jim Parsons as O, the space alien Boov, is infectious. Pop star Rihanna ably supplies the vocals for the teenager nicknamed Tip, who is searching for her abducted mother, voiced by Jennifer Lopez. And Steve Martin is terrific as the bumbling Boov leader, Captain Schmeck. Kids will mostly be taken with the predictable Home. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. When was the last time you went and got gas for your car? I bet you had an easier time than I did. And just because of the inherent way I have to get gas where I live. I essentially live on planet Xenon. Yes, the one place in the world where you're not allowed to self-serve. Fill your own tank. It is so foreign to me. I had to go out to Ohio a couple of weeks ago, so I'm driving along in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, and it's you drive in and, ooh, look at this, I have to do it myself. And like you do wherever you live, you walk inside the convenience store section of the gas station and you give the guy a $20 bill and say, pump eight, whatever. Or you stand outside and you swipe your card and you do it and off you go. Well, in New Jersey, we're not allowed to pump our own gas for some strange reason. So there is an attendant and you have to tell him how much gas you want. If you don't want to fill up, you give him a numerical amount, $20. So that's what I did. This happened twice in a couple of weeks, so it's kind of interesting and it's kind of curious, and it happened at the same station along the Garden State Parkway. So off I am, trying to get to the studio one afternoon, so I'm essentially late for work, and I need to be on the air in 40 minutes, and it's about a 45-minute drive, so I better move it. But I need gas. I had a $20 bill on me. Didn't want to stop at a bank, didn't have time to deal with all that at an ATM or whatever, and I really don't trust handing them my card at these stations either because there's been incidents of phishing in New Jersey with people using their cards at gas stations. Anyway, so I drive in, and I'm thinking, okay, I got a $20 bill, let me get $15 worth of gas, then I got a $5 bill left, I can get some coffee up at the commissary at work. So I say to the guy, 15 regular cash. So I'm in the car, and I look back as I'm realizing it's taking quite a lot of time to put $15 worth of gas into my car, and I see we're up to 17, here's 18. By the time I get out of the car and go and stop it on myself manually, and I'm breaking the law in doing it, but I don't care at this point, it's at 19:02. And he comes over, and he looks dumbfounded. I said, 15. Oh, you didn't say 20? No, there's a big difference between 15 and 20. So, you know what? I was not going to stand there and argue. I let him give me back $1 for my $20 bill. Off I went. I had my gas, but my coffee idea was ruined. A couple of weeks later, I go back into the same station, thinking that was an oddity, an anomaly, a fluke. Mm-mm. I had my $20 bill. Same deal. I'm running late. All right, 15, and I'll get my coffee when I get to work. Well, I turn around, and all of a sudden, I see I'm up to 23 and 24. So here I go again, jumping out of the car, and I gotta hit it. Somebody else. I said 15. Oh, you didn't want it filled? No, I didn't. And at this point, I felt like I was suckered a couple of weeks before, whenever it was. I was not going to let it happen again. I said no. I said 15. And I even gave him like a 1 and a 5 with my hands, kind of like an NBA referee announcing who the foul was on. And I would only pay $15. And he looked at me. I said, if you have a problem with it, get your manager or get the police. And he turned as red as a beet and gave me my change and off I went. nice little scam that could be going on there. Or, you know what, I just don't feel like making change, so I just give them a little more. What's the difference? When you want $15 worth of gas, you're only willing to pay for $15 worth of gas. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, go get another job. Maybe you shouldn't be dealing in a customer service type of relationship that a gas attendant is. It gets back to the main idea, though, that why in New Jersey do we have to suffer having to have people pump our gas? Really? I wonder how the guys who own these stations feel about it, that they have to employ people to simply do something that everybody else is doing all across the country. It is stupid, it is dumb, and it sets people up for situations like this. Stay with us. When we come back, this week's edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky, followed by caffeine. We all ingest it more than ever before, and we are becoming addicted. And some people have had serious health issues because of it. We'll talk about it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How different are you physically from your best friend? Well, let me put it this way. You got this human body which carries you through your daily life, and you probably got a few things you want to change. But a thing or two may have been changed without your knowledge. Here's the physical science of it.
Which is, needless to say, really
weird. First thing you learn in medical school is that the bodies just don't match the textbooks. In fact, there are over 10,000 regularly occurring anomalies. Extra fingers, toes, or an extra spleen here and there. And get this, did you know that one out of every six people has their organs reversed?
Well, nobody's perfect.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's proof positive that no two people are alike, but don't forget, as you relate to each other on a daily basis, we're physiologically more alike than we are different. Got a reversed body part? Let me hear about it. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Ray's doctor wrote him a prescription for Isodil to be taken four times a day for heart pain. But at Ray's drugstore, the pharmacist misread the doctor's scrawl as Plendil, used for high blood pressure. As instructed, though, Ray took the drug four times a day, which was three times too much. Unfortunately, Ray died, and his family sued both the doctor and the pharmacist. How do you think this case was resolved? The final verdict after this. Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-679-MYTV. Four-room packages as low as $19.99. Call 888-679-MYTV. When the actual prescription slip was shown to the jury, the pharmacist was found innocent because the doctor's handwriting was totally illegible. The lazy doctor was found guilty of negligence, and that's the final verdict.